So you're basically saying you don't understand the shir. It's not clear. Good evening, Brishus Demara Da'asra. When Rabbi Rabovsky was describing those precious people who are the anovim, the humble ones, always looking out for others, I was basically picturing Rabbi Rabovsky. So Brishus Demara Da'asra, Brishus Rabbi Kalter, and all of my wonderful friends and the Agra the Pirka Chevra. Not poshet, not simple times that we're in, very unique. But I wanted to focus on an aspect of our Avodas Hashem that can and Amrit Hashem will be very beneficial as we approach the Geula Shalema. It should be very soon. In middle school or high school, depending on gender, girls more so than boys, you always have social drama. And the social drama doesn't end once we leave school, but it actually comes with us throughout adulthood. And in communities, in shuls, during Kiddush, there's always the groups of people. This is my chevra, that's your chevra. There's cliques. We have our little chabura we feel comfortable with, and those are the people we speak to, those are the people we gravitate towards. And those who are out of my circle of comfort, I don't necessarily approach or engage with them as often. That's a very natural human reality. There is a halacha, though, that when it comes to the consumption of the Karban Pesach, we know that every mishpacha, every household has a sel of bayis. You have your own carbon. V'lokachu shcheino ha-korov el beiso. But if there's too much for you to consume, you and your family together, then the halacha is you should go to shcheino ha-korov el beiso, the neighbor that's right next door. The Tosefta explains that it's actually a halacha. You must go to the neighbor next door. Kedei shelo yaniach adam shcheino hakorov el beiso, in order not to pass over, no pun intended, the guy who lives next to you, ve'yelech ve'yaseh pischo eitzel chavero, and you say, you know what, instead of going to my next door neighbor, I'm going to go to my friend who lives a few blocks away. You have that sometimes, Erev Rosh Hashanah. There's a strange minig in the frum world that men, about 15 minutes before davening is over, everyone's looking to make sure we have our group of people for Hataras Nadarim. Who do you choose for Hataras Nadarim? The answer is the guys who are right next to you. Don't look for your chevra. So this is a halacha when it comes to the Karban Pesach. Go to the neighbor next door. Don't pass them over and only go to the guys that you're comfortable with. Oftentimes when we have guests over, when we're engaged in chesed, it's not a shcheino akaravlo, but it's only those people that make me feel good. The halacha is that certain birds are non-kosher. Some of the species of birds that are mentioned in the pasuk in Parsha Shmini is the racham and the chasida. And it's a very strange thing because racham comes from the word rachamim, compassion, and chasida comes from the idea of chasidus, of righteousness. Why would a bird called racham and a bird called chasida be treif? Explains the Ralbag, the racham was called racham because merache ma'od al efrochav. Because this kind of bird had a lot of compassion, Aleph Rochav, meaning on its own chicks, on its children. But it was limited to its children. The Chasida was called by that name, She'ose Chasidus im Chavro Seho b'mezono Seho. Because it engaged in Chasidus, it acted righteously, im Chavro Seho, only with its friends, but not with others. So there's an element of rachamim and there's an element of chasidus. but it could still be treif. You can't eat that bird because it's ultimately some level of selfish rachamim or selfish chasidus. What does this have to do with Pesach? Why is there this unique halacha that when you're consuming the Korban Pesach, you have to go to the people next door because we want you to go out of your comfort zone. Don't dafka go to your friends. Don't be like the racham or the chasida. Embrace anybody and everybody. What does that have to do with the Korban Pesach? What does that have to do with the yontif of Pesach? The idea of chesed is something that's not foreign to the Jewish world. We're defined and classified as rachmanim, bashanim, v'gomle chasadim, the very makeup and DNA of the Jewish neshama, as we see throughout the entire Jewish world, from and non-from, there's this attraction, there's this obsession with chesed. Someone in the community, Mrs. Chaya Goldenberg, very talented therapist, she shared with me that she was on the phone speaking to a real guru in rehab places, unfortunately for teenagers who are struggling with addiction. The guru herself was not Jewish, but as they're talking about different options for a client of Mrs. Goldenberg, the person on the other end of the phone says, we have these few options and they're the best. The only problem is they don't take insurance. So Mrs. Goldenberg responded, you should know my client, she actually has a sponsor that's willing to cover the majority of the cost. The main focus is getting her in the right place. And the response of the other person, the guru who was not Jewish, she said back, oh, is she an Orthodox Jew? Mika Amcha Yisrael, Gomle Chasadim, this is part and parcel of who we are. Chesed is not foreign. But what does it have to do with Pesach? Since October 7th, we've all been exposed to many modern-day blood libels. The amount of sheker and choshech, the lies and the deceit that are flooding the media, flooding the world, is sometimes, it's so astounding, it's clearly supernatural. The idea of a blood libel, though, goes back to medieval times in Europe, back to the 12th century. And for some strange reason, blood libels always occurred around what holiday? The Yontif of Pesach. Because the greatest claim, and somehow this form of sheker was able to take root, was that Jews would sacrifice Christian children and they would take their blood and use it in the baking of the matzah. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman was bothered by the question, why was there any association, why was there this ongoing connection between the incredible sheker of these blood libels and the Yontif of Pesach? There has to be a message, there has to be some level of revelation that we could learn from. What does the blood libel have to do with the Yontif of Pesach? I'm curious, by a show of hands, who has the custom of eating eggs at the Seder? Okay, majority of people have that custom. Why do we eat eggs at the Seder? So, what? Oh. So the Ramah tells us that some people have the custom of eating eggs at the Seder, Zecher la'avelus, to remember the Avelus, the morning. V'nira li hatam, it appears to me the reason is, says the Ramah, Mishum shelel Tisha B'Av nikva belel Pesach, that the night of Tisha B'Av is established on the night of Pesach. What does that mean? So the Shulchan Aruch tells us elsewhere that we have a mnemonic, a very simple mnemonic device to remember how the different holidays fall out, on what day of the week they will fall out. At bash gar dak hat vav. Just nice, simple, and straightforward. It sounds like a Kabbalistic, tefillah. I still remember my 11th grade English teacher writing on the board onomatopoeia, and he said the way to remember it is just to think about onomatopoeia. And my friends were sitting there and were like, what are you talking about? But it worked. Many years after 11th grade, it still is with me. What's the atbash that the Mechaber speaks about? So Aleph Tav. Aleph means the first day of Pesach. Whatever that day of the week is, that'll be Tisha B'Av. Bash, base, the base, the second day of Pesach will be the same day as Shavuos. Okay. So because the first day of Pesach is always going to be the same day as Tisha B'Av, that's why we have a custom eating eggs the night of the Seder, Zecher L'Avelus. What does Tisha B'Av have to do with Pesach? What's also intriguing is that one of the four questions we have in the Manish Tana is, on all other nights, we may not dip at all, and then on this particular night, we dip twice. Where do we dip twice during the Seder? The first time is Karpas, and the second time is the Maror. We dip the Maror into the Charosis. Where do those two dippings come from? It's interesting, it's one of the four questions, but it's never explicitly answered in the Haggadah itself. What is the answer to that question? Why do we dip twice? So we have an interesting Mesorah. We have Mesorah that the disciples of the Gra speak about, Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chover and others, that although the first allusion to Golas Mitzrayim was in the communication between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avram Avinu during the Bris Bein HaBesorim, but there seems to be a direct correlation between the brothers selling Yosef, that friction, that discord that took place between Achei Yosef, the jealousy that was present, selling Yosef into Mitzrayim. According to many, Alpi Kabbalah and Machshava, that was the direct gore, that was the direct cause of the Golas Mitzrayim. Now, the interesting language of the Pasuk, Vayikhu es ksonis Yosef, the brothers took the coat of Yosef, Vayishchotu se'ir izim, and they slaughtered a goat, Vayitbulu es haketonis badam, and they dipped the coat of Yosef into blood. That's the first time we have a Chumash, the mentioning of dipping something, dipping the coat of Yosef into the blood of the Seir Izim. Second time we have mention of dipping, ulekachtem agudas ezov utvaltem badam. You should take the Agudas Ezov, the bundle, dip it into the blood, and place it on your doorpost during the Geula from Mitzrayim. Explains Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chover, the initial dipping of the coat into the blood, that was the expression of kinna, of friction, of tension within the mishpacha of Klal Yisrael, and that led us into Golas Mitzrayim. That was the catalyst into exile. The dipping that was required to be Zocha, to leave Mitzrayim, was also dipping into blood, placing on the doorpost. But what were we dipping into the blood? Agudas Ezov, a bundle. Explains Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chover, the bundle is being merames, it's alluding to the reality of Klal Yisrael coming together ba'aguda achas. The Chofetz Chaim writes this as well. In one of his many svarim, the Chofetz Chaim tells us that the schus that we needed to finally leave Mitzrayim was the fact that we decided to do chesed for each other, to be there for one another, even when it wasn't comfortable, even when it wasn't the friend that I'm familiar with and I always speak to at Kiddush, or we always invite them over. But when we decided to do chesed for Hashcheino HaKarev Lo, the person who's right here, just because I want to embrace you and I want you to feel included, it was that chesed, it was that aguda coming together, baguda achas, that was the geula of Mitzrayim. Why do we eat eggs? Those who do have that custom, zeicher lechorban, because the chorban of Tisha B'Av that we know and we remember every year is that ongoing, painful reminder that the Ava within Klal Yisrael is not yet where it can and should be. There was so much optimism, there was so much hope after October 7th. We felt that this tangible embrace of all of Klal Yisrael. And there was this undercurrent, this anticipation that Geula must be around the corner because there is so much unity. But real unity is very hard to hold on to. It's very hard to keep that love of people, of personalities coming from different backgrounds and different walks of life, and not only within different factions of Klal Yisrael, but within our own mishpacha, within our own family. It's hard to hold on to that unity. We eat eggs at the Seder to remind us that, yeah, this night is Tisha B'Av. This day of the week is Tisha B'Av. We remember the Sina, but this is also the Geula of Mitzrayim. We remember coming together as one nation. We dip twice. The first Tevila in the Mei Melech, in the salt water, is dipping, reminding ourselves of taking that coat of Yosef, dipping it in the blood of the Seir Izim. That's the first Tevila of Lel Seder, because that's how it all started. But the second dipping of the morers, we take the morer, we dip it in the cherosis, explains the Ben Ish Chai and others. That's being merames, that's alluding to the Agudas Ezo. The dipping we did in the dam, placing on the doorpost immediately prior to leaving Mitzrayim, when we actually came together as a nation in a unique and powerful way. Said Rav Yochanan Wasserman, and the way he presents this idea is with a lot of hesitation, because what he's doing here is teaching. He's trying to explain and discover the Darchei Hashem, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, which is obviously a very difficult thing for any mortal man to do. But says Rav Yochanan Wasserman, Lulei She'eini Kedai, in his humility, if I wasn't not Kedai, Ha'isi Omer ki hu mechuven negid ha'ovon shel v'yitbulu es kisonos badam. I would suggest maybe the reason why Hashem orchestrates or has allowed throughout history blood libels to coincide with the Yontif of Pesach is to also serve as that ongoing reminder of the dipping of the coat in the blood with Ache Yosef. To remind us that as long as these blood libels are taking place, as long as there is still sheker and choshech in the world, clearly that Ava, that Aguda Achas, has not yet been accomplished. That's the suggestion of Rav Yochanan Wasserman. The reason why it's so difficult practically is because really going beyond one's comfort zone and embracing and interacting and developing a healthy curiosity for others is something that for many of us is not so natural. In the Leket Sichos Musar, it's a wonderful sefer by Rav Isaac Sher, who was the Rosh Hashiva in Slobodka, He says that if a person is zocha to grow up in a family where you have role models, parents who love each other, and they love their children, and they respect each other, and the entire environment within the bias is one of real, genuine, vulnerable love, then becoming that kind of personality yourself in the future is not that difficult. But says Rav Isaac Sher, unfortunately, although we love our families dearly, not all of us were zocha to have the ultimate role model of the expression and sharing of that love. So what do? So on one hand, we could take out the victim card. I was never taught to behave and interact like this, so I can't be blamed. But says Rav Isaac Sher, Lo zu haderech. That can't be the answer. The derech is, Yesh lanu chov kadosh. He says, we have a holy obligation to take it upon ourselves, even if we were the victims of betrayal and neglect and abuse, chas v'shalom, that doesn't give me license or allowance to feel that I don't have to engender those feelings of love for others. Says Rav Isaac Sher, Rov anshei ha'olam, most people in this world, mitumtumim bekoach ha'ava, we're limited, we're deficient in that power to really love. Ad she'ein lehem shum hargosha b'zeh, to the point where it's very difficult to have a real, emotional, unbridled ava. Therefore what? Al kein aleinu chov kadosh lehisbonein b'zeh ha'inyin goroi. What that means is we have a responsibility to bring ourselves up, lihisuromein, to raise ourselves up, to be able to develop those feelings of ava. V'Hashem yisborach yazreinu alzos. And like everything else in the world, if we try, if we put our efforts in, habo l'tahir m'sayinu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us incredible siyata d'shmaya, allowing us to break through mechitzos and engage in those relationships and love and embrace and include others that might not be the natural people to love and embrace. Not chaverov across the street, but hashcheino hakorov lo. Just on Thursday, I got a call from Chetzko Bennett, who's the head of Hatzalah here in Boca. And he asked me for a favor that they're doing a promotional video for Hatzalah. And being one of the community rabbis and having a direct experience with Hatzalah, right, for those of you who do not know, my father, who was joining us for my son's bar mitzvah last week, suffered a heart attack before he was able to go back to L.A., and Baruch Hashem, my wife called Hatzalah. They came within 2.5 minutes, got him to Boca Regional. They were able to put in 2 stents. He's now out of the hospital. He's recovering. He's still pretty weak. But Emirat Hashem, he's on the road to recovery. So Reb Chatzkel was asking if you could share that story. It could be very powerful. So the camera fellow was someone who generally only worked with for-profit organizations. Generally a good idea if you want to make money. Stay away from the non-profit world. So he came to the shul Thursday afternoon, and I did what I usually do when someone comes. I offered him a cup of coffee. And he said, I wish I could, I'm fleishik. I said, Baruch Hashem, we have almond milk. And he was overjoyed. So I gave him a cup of coffee, and he said, this really hits the spot. You should know I've been up since 3:45 in the morning. I said, wow, that's early. You must be exhausted. Then he said, but it's only 15 minutes earlier than I usually wake up. I said, you usually wake up at 4 in the morning? I said, yeah, since October 8th. What time did you wake up before October 8th? He said, I would set my alarm for 6 o'clock. But A lot of the guys who worked for me and with me, they were actually post-IDF members, and they went back to Eretz Yisrael almost immediately after Yontif. I didn't have that option. I'm not a soldier, but I wanted to be mishtatef. I wanted to join with them and do whatever I possibly could do to help Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. So I figured if I set my alarm 2 hours earlier and I learn, that's my contribution. And I asked them the question, have you been fairly consistent throughout this entire time? And his response was, Baruch Hashem, I haven't missed a day yet. This is not a great rabbi, Gadol Hador. This is a regular guy who's making a parnasa. But he understands the idea of Aguda Achas, that we're all part of this mishpacha of Klal Yisrael, and whatever I could possibly do for anybody and everybody, I don't know you, I might not connect with you, we might have different personalities, but the call of the hour is Chaverim Kol Yisrael, to be able to expand our social, emotional boundaries. And Amir Tzashem, through pushing a little bit further and embracing others, will be Zocha, through the Aguda Achas, to be able to very soon see the Geula Shelema. We should have Nisim B'Niflos, and this Nisan should be the time we return to Yerushalayim. Amen.